Week 3, Good Affliction. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Psalms 119:71. Whether in the form of disappointment, illness, or loss, affliction comes in many forms and in many times over the course of our lives. And almost certainly never do we think of that affliction as being good. But in Psalm 119, King David says it was a good thing that affliction had come into his life. From coming face to face with and killing a bear and a lion, to going to war for a nation against the giant Goliath, to being pursued by King Saul, to losing a child, to having his life and his kingdom sought by his very own son, David knew affliction. But despite the many afflictions, David lived now with a different perspective. Not only had those things changed his life to make him a better king, but more importantly, they had made him into a more obedient, God-honoring servant. Earlier in the psalm, David says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." Affliction has the unique ability to get our attention. When things are good, we float through life, sometimes ignoring sin, and worse, sometimes ignoring God. But when affliction comes, it grabs our attention, and for a child of God, causes him to run to God and to his word. It's during those kinds of times in my life where God has exposed sin, shown me promises, truths from his word, most importantly, taught me more about himself. So when affliction comes, instead of asking God to remove the burden, ask him to teach you more about your heart, his word, and about him.